Overtime.
Let's get into this list.
We can get into. So wait, Driz. So what were the rules again, Driz? What are you saying? What was the?
This is our top 10. Our top 10 list. We started at number 10. We're gonna work our way down to our number one album. This is our opinions individually.
Opinion.
This isn't it.
Opinions, brothers. Opinions.
My opinion.
Yeah.
Opinions, brothers.
You know what I'm saying? This isn't right. What's all hot new hip hop top 100 list. Or yeah. Billboard top 10. This is our own opinion.
Yeah. Well,
y'all can punch on us if y'all want, but this is our opinion, man. Posey gonna kick it off, man.
I'm gonna kick it off.
Kick it off, bro.
Now, honorable mention.
This I got an me. Honorable mention too. Good.
All right. Yeah.
Out to 2N, Northside Long Beach, 2Ns, Ramona Park, Poppy Block, man. Shout out to Vince Staples, FM. That's my honorable mention. That's now, tough. My number 10, y'all know I don't like white people, but I definitely enjoyed this album, man. Mac Miller, man. R.I.P. to Mac Miller, Swimming.
Yeah, that was actually fire. That was actually fire.
Okay.
Pretty fire.
Go ahead, Tom.
Number 10 on my list. And
let's make sure we write these down, man.
Yeah. I got you. Mac Miller, Swimming. Vince Staples with the honorable mention. That's a fact. So. Yeah. My honorable mention is Wasted Talent by Jim Jones. Great, dope, OG New York album. Jim Jones, shout out to you. You did it again. Jim Jones makes good albums. We got to acknowledge him for that. Number 10 for me is going to be Vacation in Hell, Flatbush Zombies. That shit is fire, son. It's dope. I don't care. Whatever.
Off. That's your list.
Yo, so y'all don't fuck with the joint with the vacation joint with Joey Badass, the Facts joint. Y'all don't fuck with that headstone. Y'all don't.
I fuck with Flatbush Zombies.
Man,
I fuck
these niggas is nice, man. Whatever. I don't care.
Them niggas are nice.
Who you got?
Yeah, I ain't got no honorable mention. I'm getting straight to the Izzy Wizzy. Listen, man. Number 10, I got Die Lit, Playboy Cardi.
I'm just laughing because it's funny.
Die Lit, Playboy Cardi, man. I ain't going front, man. That shit right there was hard.
Cardi.
Number my honorable mention. I love you, Wayne. You didn't make my top 10, man. I love you though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah, he didn't. When I go back and listen to that Carter, like, it's a lot of not really saying nothing. But I'm not a bar nigga, but whatever. Like, I love you, Wayne. You my honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number 10, man. I'm going with y'all gonna think this kind of low for him, but I'm going with J. Cole, KLD.
Okay.
All right. I got J. Cole.
All right. Okay. Yo.
I got him.
I heard you pose.
You know what I'm saying?
We on nine.
Yeah, let's do it.
We waited years for this shit, man. That's why I got off the sheer impact, man.
Mm-hmm.
Aiming at your head. You a Buffalo. Two guns, bro. And I bust
up. Yeah, what's up, bro?
Carter 5 at 9, man, for me, man.
Yeah, what's
I waited
up,
a long
bro?
Time for that album, man.
Aim it at your head. He a buffalo. Like,
yeah, what's up, though?
Oh, I got C5 at C5 is at 9 for me, man.
All right, that's a bet. All right, so number 9 for me is Fetty, Gibbs, and Currency, man.
Oh, that's just fire. With that album, fire. Man. Damn, that I forgot shit that. Is,
yeah, I really did great. Forget about that.
It's great music. It's great music. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, Polo.
Number 9, man. I got my man 6 Lat, East Atlanta Lover.
Fire.
Yeah,
I didn't know fire. I wanted to put that, but I didn't know if
I didn't know if that was R&B, like single.
That's what I'm trying to do. Like I didn't know what to do with that either. I'm gonna be honest. The album did come in, like that came to mind for sure. That's also why I didn't include the
At my number 9, man. Mm-hmm. I got the Tony Bro gonna be mad. I got J-Rock shit at number 9, man.
What?
Okay.
I got J-Rock at number 9, man. That shit was fire. That shit was fire.
Hella disrespectful.
That nigga.
Hey,
everybody out there on the West, man, you know what I'm saying? All J-Rock peoples out there, man, take it like Driz. If y'all see Driz in traffic, man, leave my mans alone.
That nigga ain't make my list.
What?
Whoa. All right, let's keep it moving.
All right, go ahead.
I had my man from the Midwest, man. I had Royce, Booker Ryan.
And them niggas in the town.
Nah.
Yeah, I had Booker Ryan at number
Caterpillar. That Caterpillar part, I'd be weak.
This is wild, bro. Wow.
I had Royce at number eight.
Royce at number eight for Pose.
I ain't gonna hold you like, whatever.
Yeah.
Nah, say it. What are you gonna say?
I don't know, but like Royce type niggas be giving me a headache sometimes. Like
for real, they do.
All right. First survey of the day is Royce type niggas. Do they give you headache? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, they all give me a headache.
Give me a one if the Royce type niggas make you depressed.
Royce type niggas give me a headache, man.
Give me a two if you fuck with that. So let me know. Cause I always hear that. Like, what about it gives you a headache? Is it the subject matter? What is it?
Oh,
like,
no, man.
It's just that dumb niggas feel like they rap so good that every line they say is supposed to get praised.
Does that come across in the music? That comes across in the music?
You're listening to it?
Interesting.
I ain't gonna front. I wasn't really. This is a hot take, man. The Royce shit wasn't really that. But like them songs, the hooks on them shit, a lot of them shit was ass.
Really?
The lyrics was fire, but the songs, the J. Cole shit was fire. Mm. And this is on Caterpillar, I think. But other than that, that shit was kind of underwhelming. Mm.
All right, Tony, bro, who your eight? Who you got at eight?
Number eight for me. Wait, it's Polo's turn, isn't it? No?
No.
Yeah. It's you. I'm after you.
Oh, okay. Y'all going to have to be mad at me. Scorpion. Number eight, nigga.
Number eight?
So yes. You got it that low?
Yes, nigga. Cocaine, yes. This nigga just put Book of Ryan at nine. Y'all going to leave me the fuck alone. Like, y'all this leave
my nigga, wait,
chill. Chill, son. Leave me alone, bruh.
You got Scorpion at number eight.
Yo, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah, I damn near didn't want to include it because it's half R&B. But yeah.
What?
Yeah, that shit not fire like that. It's fire like that?
Yes, that shit is amazing.
I mean, it's dope, but I just feel like it's mostly I like the R&B shit more than the rap shit. I'm judging it on the rap shit.
Shit, what?
The rap shit is cool. I like the R&B shit though.
Mob Ties nonstop.
Man, what? Scorpion. The chat
it's
saying
this brother list.
The chat it's never agrees with me, but these niggas shit. Are saying that y'all wild.
I'm your brother, shit. So. All that other shit. Yo, what? That shit. All right, number eight, man. Mm-hmm. Came through dripping. I got Invasion of Privacy. Cardi B.
Oh Lord, brother.
Where at? Where you got number eight?
It's number eight, man. That shit's fire. Right. I ain't gonna front with nobody saying that Cardi B shit was fire.
I'm mad at that.
Okay. At number eight.
I am.
Cardi, you didn't make mine, but her shit was big though. We can't even front on that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Oh, number eight, man. I got Kevin Gates, man. Luca Brasi 3, man. That shit is fire. Pure fire.
Okay, I got a question about Kevin Gates.
I'm not
right?
mad at that. God.
Yeah, that shit was fire. I forgot about that.
That was fucking fire.
Is him and NBA YoungBoy related? Why? I'm just alike. From the same place?
They from Baton Rouge, man. That's a lot of them.
Yeah, like they both from the boot, man.
From Baton Rouge.
Okay, they from Baton Rouge. All right.
Wow. Okay.
Luca Bright, the intro alone. Oh, on
that shit powerful.
Discussion, let me tell you something, man. That song, fire. I don't know. I fuck with that album.
Nah, that Luca Brasi is fire, man. Shit on my list, too. Number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Bonnie Hanna Watts, man. Imperial Courts Projects, man. I got J-Rock at seven, man. J-Rock Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Win. It's for my number seven, man.
Okay. Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Number seven for me.
They just posted a Tony bro in the chat. Damn, y'all niggas.
might be kind of low for most people. But I'm going Victory Lap at number seven.
My goodness.
Might be. Yeah, I was about to say, that's might be kind of low for niggas.
That nigga just punched me in the stomach right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. I had to do that.
Man, shit. Nigga, damn, son. I ain't gonna front. My list ain't really as lyrical as y'all niggas listen. I'm actually going by shit I listen to on my daily.
Get me through my day.
I listen to this stuff, man. What are you doing? How come the lyrical niggas never actually listen to their shit? Like, go ahead, though.
Number seven of me is The World Is Yours. It's the Kid, man. That shit's fire.
Okay. Not mad at that.
I don't know why I'm not. I fuck with the young niggas. I don't like Rich the Kid really too, but he did have some bangers though.
Wait, yeah. What did the brother say? Hey, Rich shit at number.
Rich the Kid. Plug walk. I don't even understand how the fuck the plug talk.
That nigga was doing a lot of partying to that shit.
That's one of my favorite gym albums. That shit, I play that Yo, almost every song on that shit was fire. Y'all ain't really listen to that shit. Y'all niggas listen to Plug Talk. I bet you a plug won't come in the club. Niggas be dancing though. So, you know what I mean? I enriched the kid the world. Yeah. Now my list get ripped after this. That was my last joke shit. Number seven. Word. Enriched the kid.
Man. Number seven, man. I got him, man. Tom Body, man.
Oh yeah, Mozzie, Dead French. Shout out to Kench. Oh, my fault.
I got Mozzie Gangland Landlord, man, at number seven, man. That shit is hard. Top of the
line. Mozzie at seven.
Hard. He talking that shit on there.
Wow.
He talking that real shit on there. I fuck with that.
I forgot Mozzie. Damn.
Yeah, you fucking up. So that's Drizz number Mozzie, seven.
Okay. Already said, wait, seven, I said Nickerson, Guard, J Rock. Yeah. Number six, I got Luca Brasi 3, man. Mm-hmm. I got Gates at 6, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got Gates at 6.
Okay. Luca Brasi at 6. All right. So I actually got the J Rock at 6. I'm doing that at 6, man.
Shout out to the Nickersons. That's you got J Rock at 6.
Yes, sir.
Right here, man. This one again, man. This some shit I listen to right here, man. I got the Black Panther soundtrack.
That shit is fire.
That shit was powerful.
See, but that's the other thing. I'm like, yo. Do we?
That shit was crazy.
I guess you can really include that, can't you?
Before the show, when I was writing down, I was thinking that, but I was like, nah, I'm going to just go with the Gates and the J-Rock and all them.
Right, like, right.
That soundtrack was crazy.
That might be one of the best soundtracks in a long time, bro.
That song he got on there with S.O.B.R.B.E., that shit fire.
Bruh. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Bruh.
That shit was SZA too. That single, that shit was. When I heard that, I'm like, oh, this is crazy,
man. My number six, man.
Yeah.
And my number six, man. This came out top of the year, shit, man. I got Future Beast Mode 2, dog. Future Beast Mode 2 is fire, man.
It's a, got that nigga.
What was that with?
Beast Mode 2.
That's the shit with Wi-Fi lit, 31 days and all that shit. Yeah, that Future shit hard, nigga.
Nah, Wi-Fi lit was fire, but that joint was. I mean, it's your list though. It's your opinion.
Yeah, I just felt like it felt derivative.
Nigga said the A's like milk.
I wasn't gonna put it though because it only got 9 songs. And to be honest, I had Push on here, but I didn't because that shit only 6 or 7 songs.
I don't care. There's a lot. Short albums.
Y'all gonna hate my list. Oh man.
I got Future Beast Mode 2 at number 6.
All right.
Well, we at 5.
All right. Wait. Did I go with my 6 one already?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we at 5. Go ahead, bro.
I was about to say, Beast Mode 1, that's why I can't put 2 on my shit, because 1 was too powerful. Yeah,
Beast Mode was too crazy. Beast Mode 1 was like fucking... That shit was classic. Crazy. That's
something, yeah. But my number 5... Man,
go ahead.
North of Death, and we going to Philly, man. North Philly, man.
Mm-hmm.
Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make. Yeah, he come at number 5. He made my top 5. Mm-hmm. I still got to stick with the album, but it's top 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got that 5.
Man. Yo, bro. Who next? Who next? Who is
you sure? Next?
All right, I can't remember. All right, cool. They gonna think we writing together, man. I got the number 5, man. Hey, I think you're right. I promise to God, my list was done, man. You know what I'm saying? Championships at 5.
You got it,
man.
At 5?
Okay. Yeah, it's too much. Because the thing about this shit is I like his solo shit on this, like, a lot. Ooh. Like, bro, like, Oodles and Noodles, like, you know what I'm saying? Championships, Trauma. We sampling classic shit, and we got Substance and rhymes and flow shit and flossy shit. We cool. We speaking the truth. We talking about shit. I don't know. I didn't expect this from me, this type of growth. So I'm going Championships. Most anticipated album in a long time, by the way. And he's doing everything and on CNN, handling his fucking business, not looking crazy in the public. Yeah, Meek, you did that shit, man.
Shout out to Philly, 215 North Philly.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah,
number 5, man. Mm-hmm. I got that boy Benny the Butcher Talk 3. Talk to me, Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, that Tanner Talk 3
shit. I dare a nigga to say that shit wasn't fire. I double it. I triple dog dare a nigga to say that shit wasn't fire.
Nah, that shit was powerful.
That shit was powerful. I feel like I ain't really super set. I need to really sit down, like really sit down with it. But it is fire. But you see how Polo voice changed? He sounded like he was chewing on fucking Black and Miles just now. He like, yo.
Yeah, that Tana Talk 3 was crazy.
That shit was crazy.
Man. That sound like that real. Yeah.
Go ahead, Drew.
My number 5, man. I got that new Cartier. Pella done. Hey, this should I soak up the drip like a sponge.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Gunna drip
season 3 top 5. Come on,
man.
Gunna drip season 3 top 5. Hey, this should I soak up the drip like a sponge. Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna front. Yo, I'm not even gonna lie. That drip season shit was fire. That shit I ain't even hard. Mad at that. It's just they oversaturated themselves this year, but that shit was fire though.
Drip not, but nah, Gunna drip season 3, fire. Pure
yeah,
fire.
That shit was hard.
That shit is hard. I got that at number 5. Man.
You got that 5?
Hell yeah.
God damn. Okay.
Hold on, man. Some nigga said Tone gonna have Verb at number 1.
Bliss, nigga. Fuck what you talking about. I should mention it. Cause Verb, the way Verb is running around salty, I should yo, shout out to Bliss. Yo, cop that. Yo, everybody, if you listening, go stream Verb's album on Spotify. It's actually a very good album. No bullshit.
Nigga said you're gonna have Bliss is number 1.
Yeah.
Nigga said you're gonna have Pop Juice. Oh, nigga forget.
Have Bear Witness too. Like, I actually bought that from T-Top. Like, I was really there.
Oh, Lord. You bought it from that brother?
Yeah. He's like, King, I got these in the trunk. Don't you gotta, what he said? I was like, I don't really got a CD player. He's like, your car don't got no CD player in it? The way that nigga said, I'm like, all right, Top, here you go. $20 and shit.
If you ever been to, like, any of these new, like, South by Southwest, A3C, any of these, like, music festivals, they give you jump drives. But, they don't get CDs no more.
They don't.
Stop doing that. Nobody is listening to a fucking CD, man. Come on, Todd. I sold drugs.
I listen.
Well, you got who you got at 4, Pose?
At 4, man. Count it up. I got my boy J. Cole, man. North Carolina. I got
y'all
J. Cole,
disrespectful.
Man. KOD.
Mm-hmm.
He's at 4. Wow. I got J. Cole at 4.
Okay. Not mad at that. Where the fuck is supposed to be? Number 4, Booker Ryan. Fuck. What niggas doing, man? What y'all doing, man?
That shit hella disrespectful. You got this shit. Nigga put that shit like number 9.
Booker. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm like. Yo, what is going on? Like, what? So, we do it. Like, Book of Ryan is like really, it's really a top 3 album. Like, number 4 is actually low. Like, I'm going to be honest. But it's a great album. Content. Raps. Royce the 5'9 has been good for years now.
Number 4.
Yeah.
I got we're gonna go to Astro World, man. I got Astro.
All right, that's fucking disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, it's still top 5.
It's top 5.
Right after my bullshit, right?
I got Astro World number 4, man. Number 4.
Oh, fucking God. You've never heard a collection of sounds that good, man. Okay. Fuck out of here.
The 3 albums better than that one.
Yo, fuck Polo, yo. Go ahead, Driz.
At number 4, man, Uber X of Hidden Hills. I got Drizzy, man. Scorpion, man.
At 4, okay.
I got Twin, man.
You would be co-signing that, like Posey. Be quiet. I hear you in the background. Like,
that's okay. Not... Nah, because I'm going to just go into my 3. If shit was out of 8, we liked it. I got it at 3. I got Scorpion at 3, man.
Come on, man. On some rap shit, though, how is Scorpion at
I think, yo, low key, I think me and Posey got the same number 1.
I don't think we got. I know we doing the same because you hate this brother.
That's a fact.
I think.
Oh, okay.
Who's your number 3, Tone?
Number 3 for me is KOD. By Cole. That shit is number 3. Legitimate.
Number 3? Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. But I liked it back then, too. And fucking Polo just now liked it this week. I don't know what the fuck happened, but yeah. That's still bothering me, by the way. But
number 3.
Yeah.
I got the Yes, I'm Hurt. Yes, I'm Scorpion. Nigga, he calls. Nigga, Scorpion. I can't believe that Scorpion that low. Wild.
Yeah. Scorpion is fire.
That shit was fire. That's one of the best Drake albums. Take Care.
Is that the you said it's the best Drake album since Take Care, Scorpion? over nothing. That, Scorpion over nothing was the same. And
see, this the thing. This the thing, right? Nothing was the same. I felt like wasn't that really as long as Scorpion. Scorpion, though, first off, you could pick whatever side you wanted. The rap side was nonstop. The rap side was fire. Then you go from the rap side, and then you go to the R&B side. You got Jaded, Blue Tints. You got mad fire songs on there. And then the nigga low key could have threw Sicko Mode on that shit too, but he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the nigga could have seemed like it belonged, like that last part and that first part could have easily been.
That nigga would have had Mode on that album. That would have been number one hit.
And my number three, man. My number three, man. I got my man.
I thought you said your number three was Drake.
No, my number four was Drake. My number three. Okay. I'm after all y'all. My number three, I got Meek, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Meek on this prison reform. Championships, man. That shit is fire, top to bottom. It's on out of 19 songs, I love 17 of them.
Yeah.
That's powerful. That shit is
fire. Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah, man. Shit. I love that album, man. I love that LMA joint too, man. I really like that. So I got Meek Championships at number three.
To me, it's always impressive when you can have that many songs and that many I don't have to really skip. Like, I can really just get on the train and listen to the shit all the way through. Like, that is special.
Who's your number two, Posey?
Number two.
Yeah, what's
up? The Acres on Projects, man. I've been to Astroworld before. Free Bam, man. I've really been over out there, man. So, Astroworld at number two, man. Astroworld definitely at number two for me. Mm-hmm. That was some different shit. R.I.P. Screw. Had some joints on there, man. So, I got Astroworld at number two.
Yeah.
That's on.
Man, wow. That's interesting. I got Daytona at number two, man. Daytona, man. Surgical. Matt fucking Masterpiece, top to bottom. Great songs, great raps. Obviously the subtext is a Drake shit, but man, listen to what he's saying. Santeria is one of the coldest songs you're going to hear. Comeback Baby is dope. The only song I'm really not fucking with is the What Would Meek Do and shit, but I fuck with Pusha Verse on that Meek shit. Do. Like, I fuck with Pusha Verse on that, but Comeback Baby,
like the seven songs you got.
You know. Like, it's real.
This
like,
nigga made your top two with seven songs?
Yes. Okay. Because here's the thing. Most albums, you only get seven good songs anyway.
That's a fact. Most good albums, out of 19, you only get six or seven.
I got heat rocks, like Hard Piano. I literally can listen to the shit every day, like straight through, because it's that short.
Straight through, like, 35 minutes.
I mean, I'm good with that. Like, it's not there's not two tougher songs back to back than Comeback Baby and Santeria. Like, you can't do
number
that.
Two.
Who you got? Pull
number
up.
Two. Count it up. I got J. Cole, KLD. Number two.
I look, don't believe this, brother, but we gonna move fast.
I got that. Photographs. Yo, I ain't gonna front. That shit. That album's hard. Number two, J. Cole.
Okay.
Who you got as your number three?
My number two, I got Astroworld, man. Astroworld. I went out, you know what I'm saying? I went to the nigga, I was in the party in the mosh pit and all that shit, man. I done had the Astroworld experience and all that shit. So like, I definitely got Astroworld number two, man. That Yosemite, man. Come on, man.
Two tone for tech at the clipboard like I Uber these jets. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, that's
that shit hard.
Gucci shirts only get my Louis shirt
wet. Yeah. Talk that fly shit, man.
Yeah, niggas talking that shit, man.
How T. Scott Houston.
That's a fact.
Yeah, man.
Our number one rap album of the year, man.
Yeah.
If you know about the Core Port and Trap Doors, I got Pusha T, man, Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seven songs. That's all I needed. It was real hip hop ish. Mm-hmm. I listened to that. I think I listened to that the most this year, so Daytona, man.
Bro, you ever, like, you in L.A., I know you could, like, the sun be out and you just throw that Daytona on as you, like, going somewhere to go do some shit. You going to do some shit that, like, what? As soon as that bitch come on, you like, yeah, what?
Yeah, he's upscale. What do Charlamagne call it? Contemporary adult trap music. It's sound. It's some upscale shit for you. So, nah, Daytona, man.
Not just crazy. Dry and the pain takes over. Let's talk this payola. Like that nigga was talking. All right. So who? All right. So next. So for me, I actually got my shit is a little flipped. I got Astroworld first. I think to me musically, that's the best collection of shit that I've heard in a while. Like, and he's rapping on that shit. Like, he's not just. It's not regular, and it's a good concepts all the way through. That was my soundtrack for the Spain shit, and that worked because they was playing the shit over there too. So yeah, that's my number.
Wait, what was your number one?
Astroworld.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, my number one is a tie, man. I had a tie.
Oh boy,
yes, brother.
Nah, man, no ties, my
just name. One, man.
Nah, this is a tie right here, man. This is a toss up right here, man.
Yeah.
I had the shit gonna fuck you, turn around and fucking Janet. I had Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had Day 69 by Tekashi 6ix9ine, nigga. Show some respect to my young boy, man. Show some respect to my young boy. Day 69.
Gotti.
Shot that nigga out. Pistol to his mouth. You what? That shit was crazy. Day 69 and Daytona. Those are my two favorite albums of this year. Hands
down. Nigga, six. You got to throw one in honorable, man. Which one you going to put in honorable?
Yeah.
You can't have two ones.
I'm going to throw 6ix9ine in the honorable. Mm-hmm. Daytona at number one. Daytona definitely was the number one album of 2018. It ain't even close.
Yeah. Yeah. Driz?
I don't know what kind of drugs Posey is on. I don't know if he hasn't been been to the city in a while. I don't know. He's in Orange County.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. This is like pretty easy to me, actually, man. Nipsey Hussle Victory Lap is the best rap album this whole year to me, son.
I don't listen to Nipsey,
like, man. I know because you be side picking and shit. Like, my nigga, Victory Lap from top to bottom, man. The intro, like, come on, man. That nigga Nip was talking that rap.
I heard it was dope, man. We gonna listen.
You be side picking.
Yeah, man, this nigga, man.
It's a family stuff.
Victory Lap is fire.
Victory Lap is the best. Somebody from over there, man. 458 drop, playing bulletproof. So every few shows, I just buy some new gold. My circle got smaller. Everybody can't go. Damn, man, that nigga Nipsey was really rapping on that shit,
boy,
man.
Talking.
I never listened to Nipsey before. That shit crazy,
bro.
I just stay away from that shit, man. That shit crazy. It's sad, man, when you live in this game. I can't listen to nobody from 60s, man.
This nigga all the way in Anaheim somewhere and still can't listen to Nipsey.
Nigga is in the hills.
We got niggas that kill cousins, all type of shit. We can't listen to that, but I know he one of them niggas, though. Salute to Nipsey, man, but I just can't listen, man.
Listen, man. That Nip album was fire, man. All right, so that's the list. I'll put them up so people can see. Now, I want people to tell us. We got 257 right now in the live.
Yeah.
Tell us what we were missing. Tell us what we were tripping on. I'm going to pick up the comments as they roll in here. Let me know who was tripping. I'm going to put up the list for everybody and let us know y'all list so we can catch up with what people are saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, put y'all, at least y'all top three, five. Like,
no church on Sundays was last year, Hemi. That was 2017, brother.
Yeah, that was last year.
No church on Sunday. That shit was hard, though.
That shit was tough.
Lil Durk signed to the Street 3. That shit was hard. Snooze.
That was hard. Shout out to the
Styles
city.
Styles P and Dave East.
Styles P and Dave East was good.
It not was top good. Five. Dave East Karma 2 was fire. I thought it was pretty fire.
You fucked with it?
I like that Nobu record.
Dave East be hit or miss to me, man. And that shit.
Yeah,
like,
he be shooting a lot of
so
air balls.
Weird. Like, but his air balls seem like it's like random. It's like, really?
Top tier Hemi. Get the fuck out of here. Dime top.
Hemi didn't listen to that shit.
Out of here. Dime is not no top 10, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, who did he try to implement?
He said T.I. Dime Trap. Fuck out of here.
Yo, a lot of people was hitting us with that too. Let me see what they about to go crazy on that one. I'm seeing a lot of styrofoams and ashtrays.
Oh yeah, I'm waiting for Pain, Passion, and Fear, man. That's the album. I'm waiting for
Battle. That T Grizzly shit was alright. It wasn't crazy though.
Nah, people saying Dime Trap was fire, bro. They
I gotta listen to it. I can't even judge because I ain't listened to it.
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't really sat down with that either. Like, what? I usually when shit like that comes, I'm like, all right, it's T.I., so I gotta give it the
run. You from the Lou, man. We rock with STL. Bliss.
Akbar said, "We're Bupac." Shout out to Baton Rouge.
Who said?
I ain't listen to that.
Who
shit.
Said we're Baton Rouge? Bupac.
Hey, we all need to have Boosie in our top 10 for something happened to us. Like,
put that brother in my top 10, man.
I'm trying to be outside.
I got family out there.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Oh shit!
What else right. I see? Oh, that Lupe shit was honest, hard on some.
Snoop
for another nigga list.
That nigga
for another nigga list.
That drip harder shit really wasn't hitting to me. I
that shit was a dud, bruh. It was some.
I thought they shit.
A couple duds.
They shit individually was better. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, like it, some of them shits don't be like. What else didn't hit? ASAP Rocky outside
crack,
of a
though.
Few singles that I thought was dope. Testing was
not good to me, bro.
I ain't listening.
He had a few. He had a few for the summer though. That joint, yeah, that Skepta joint. That hit hard in Spain. I ain't gonna hold you.
But this nigga said Freeway.
Freeway top 5 albums all by.
Oh, that Wish, yo, that Wish was actually hard.
Wish shit is dope. Yeah, that's the one I was like, I was like, damn, like I was sleeping on this shit, but I'm not informed enough on it to be like, nah, to be like throwing it in my shit. Like,
what's Young Sinatra? That's Logic shit. I can't listen to that, brother.
I can't.
No
do
disrespect.
It.
I gotta
why can't you?
Man.
Why can't you?
I just be
to
judging
him,
brother. I gotta stop doing
what,
that.
What? Why you be judging him, Pose?
I don't know. Just how the brother. I don't. I gotta stop doing that shit, man. To my people. Is he black?
He's clearly mixed, bro. He talks about it in every song.
That nigga white.
That's
man.
about 75% of his content is.
Nah, Blueface ain't on it, y'all. Shout out to Schoolyard Crip. He ain't on it yet, though.
Yo, Posey, who better, Blueface or Roddy Ricch?
Roddy Ricch, Village Park, or do I like niggas from Schoolyard more? Let's see. So I'm my nigga Tony from Schoolyard. I don't know nobody from Village Park. I gotta go with Blueface, man. Schoolyard.
My nigga,
Crip.
Blueface is not better than Roddy Ricch.
Yeah, I don't know why he's doing this.
I gotta do it by politics, my nigga. I don't know. I might get killed.
He said head. I gotta deal with my politics.
I gotta go by politics.
Man. Yeah, man. Yo.
Niggas might recognize my voice on this shit, man.
Right. I heard you. I heard your little show, nigga.
Right. Impress me.
All right, so Posey, did you did
y'all
you,
some
did
question
you to,
asking
did you,
niggas?
Posey, did you used to listen to 03 Greedo?
Oh yeah, from Watts, baby. Look, shout out to 03 Greedo. Ain't he in jail right now?
Yeah, he doing 20.
Damn,
man, that's crazy. Yeah,
dub? They threw a dub at him.
Yo, I ain't know who 03 was until I heard that Sweet Lady. I'm from Gray Street, where we G slide. Hey, that's Sweet Shay Shay. Would you be my? That shit hard.
Yeah, LA niggas rapping shit that nobody else know what they talking about.
Like, yeah,
I don't
I'm
know
like,
what the
what?
Fuck you talking about. That shit hard.
Nah, I don't know. Nah, I don't think these lists are bad though. Now that I'm looking at them, like visually,
I think we got some pretty good lists.
It's alright, man. Damn, my
Takeoff album was that the astronaut shit? That shit was low key hard.
It was
all the niggas hits individually
good.
Was trash, man. Sorry.
Did y'all like Quavo shit though?
Hell no, that shit.
Nah,
Quavo
shit was ass. I like Takeoff shit more.
Yeah, I really tried, man, because I like out of all of them, I fuck with Quavo the most. So I like, let me see what I could do.
All them solo shits was garbage. That Takeoff shit was terrible.
Yeah.
What was the theme of Takeoff shit? Was he trying to be like a astronaut or some shit? I don't understand the theme of his shit.
Yeah. I think
I know this is not popular, tonight, but like, man. Go ahead, Pose.
Offset shit dropped tonight, and
it probably, I think it do, but I think him and Cardi staged that whole shit.
You think they staged that shit? Because I seen her on the.
My nigga, that was the most sensitive. That was the most sensitive. I just found out my husband was cheating, but he's still a great guy. Speech I ever heard in my life. Like,
yeah,
come on.
It's weird to me. Like, I thought there'd be a lot more to it if it was that. I don't know. It feels weird.
Said, what's your thoughts about this year in hip hop? Period. What's your thoughts about this?
I thought this shit was fire.
Overall,
I thought this shit was fire. I thought it was fire. We had a big hip hop beef. Drake and Pusha, you know what I'm saying? That was exciting.
Great beef.
That both their albums was fire. The street niggas, Nipsey, the street niggas delivered. Nipsey delivered. Meek delivered. You know what I'm saying? Royce and them niggas delivered. on the conscious side. Then you had the young niggas, you know what I'm saying? Baby, I'm done and all these was doing their shit too. Travis. So yeah. I think this year was fire in music for hip hop.
Yeah, I think it was great. You got the Meek comeback story. You got different types of rap that were really, really good. Lyrical rap was really good. Like, you know, shit out that's you outside with is was really good too this year.
Eminem.
And
Eric Bellinger did smoke Tory Lanez.
This is a real what the beat he had jumped on.
He jumped on Tory Lanez.
My man, H Rhyme said West Side Gun Supreme Blind Tell. All right.
He did not smoke no Tory Lanez. Stop it. Tory Lanez beat the big John Lucas.
Oh no, we talking about the Eric Bellinger.
Eric Bellinger, shit. Brother.
Oh my hey, fault, buddy. Yeah, I know we never talk about that.
Can I ask y'all man, I know this is gonna give me some trouble. Whatever, man. I'm not discrediting Jay-Z's skill, right?
I don't like that.
This is why I get mad at Jay-Z.
Whatever you do next.
I'm just tread asking lightly. A question.
I don't like your intro. Your setup. Yeah.
Do all these verses be that great?
Yes.
The nigga don't come outside but so often.
In Atlanta with 3/4 of man is enslaved.
We started
with messed up already. So you don't even know.
He said they gave us pork
as intestines. Nigga, we threw that. We made that shit a what? Nigga talked about the projects and then he talked about we made that shit a home and they came back and gentrified it. Like what?
Bruh.
Boy, you don't be listening, man.
I'm not saying the verse is fire, but it's just like I seen niggas heard the verse. A nigga came to me today talking about, yo, a nigga Jay-Z had verse of the year.
I said,
what all was he talking about in there? Nigga couldn't even tell me. Like some niggas be doing that. Like niggas are just run with what niggas is saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think everybody really can break that down and know. I'm not saying y'all. And the verse is amazing to me. But I don't think everybody be knowing. That's like some Lux shit. Like, you can't hear Lux one time and know everything. Like, a lot of these.
But what was so over the head to that? Like,
yeah, it was nothing over the head, though.
Posey, half of these dumbass niggas don't know about the 3/5. Like, they don't know about that shit, half of these niggas. These niggas be dumb as hell.
the nigga, son, I failed. The nigga had so. Yo, he went crazy on that shit. He doesn't. Man.
I don't know. Niggas gonna be mad at me for what I think versus the year is, but we didn't feel like
that.
Who
you think? Verb Bliss.
We didn't feel like that about nobody else's. We didn't feel like that about nobody else's verse on the drop. Like literally everybody was going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that like, all the niggas did it wild, but whole shit. I just hit me more, man. Whole talk that talk. 49 years old.
Yeah.
He killed it, but I just feel like some niggas like they don't. I feel like a lot of people just run with whatever the popular opinion is. Like niggas don't. Half of these niggas don't be knowing half the shit niggas be saying.
But I'm a whole stance. So every time he drop a verse, we own fucking everything. We listen to it 50 times. Like I'm one of them niggas. I might not be qualified to bash whole. I'm a whole fan.
I feel like every verse he does, we literally ask this question 2 months after it's like buzzing. Like, yo, did he really kill that or was we gassing it? How many we do that shit? We did that shit with the light up verse when he was with Drake. And he killed that shit. And niggas was like, damn, was that really hot? Or was we gassing it? Like, upon further review, my nigga, Light Up is crazy. We did that with the Pound Cake verse.
Yeah.
Upon further review, that verse is crazy. Like, we do this with his verses all the time. Like, when are you just going to realize this nigga's...
Yeah.
He's just nice. But I think Verse of the Year actually is on Streams of Conscience, 2/15. Black Thought, that is Verse of the Year to me. I'm sorry. That second verse on that album is insane. This is fucking crazy.
My second verse of the year is Cole on what's the shit? Royce album? Whatever, Boat.
Oh, yeah. Book of Ryan?
Yeah, it's on Book of Ryan. Yeah. It's the song with J. Cole. Yeah. My favorite. That's my second favorite verse of the year.
Bruh.
What about the verse when he was bugging on Big Sean? I came and ready my cob and ready my nun and Eddie.
Oh, that verse is crazy. That J-Rock verse?
Yeah, that J-Rock verse is crazy.
Stupid. That what? That nigga was spitting, bruh. He's like, I ain't that shit. Got Hall of Fame and all my posters. Like, he was spitting. That Future verse gets sung a lot in the club. Like, Future is just playing around that. La di da di da, slide on me. Like niggas really be singing that shit.
That shit was cringy.
Yeah, it was super.
I hated that shit. I hated that. That was terrible.
Niggas
the beat
like
always.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Let me see what people. Let me see what people are
that.
Saying.
Future verse wasn't that good. We went crazy on that.
And then I freaked it. Like
and then
that
I freaked it. Like, what?
I don't like that song.
That's so fire, son.
He went crazy on that. Yo, you hear that shit somewhere? That shit was crazy.
J. Cole on Brackets. J. Cole on 1985.
That boy Cole was wild.
That
man.
Nigga was wild.
Cole yeah, was really crazy. Like...
1985 really might be it. We was bugging. 1985, yeah.
And then you get a deal, and then you let your cousin know that his cousin... Like, that nigga was wild on the 1985.
That nigga went crazy.
That nigga had a group conversation with all of the young niggas. And
nigga gave niggas a step-by-step, like, how to lose your fucking deal. What was he telling niggas?
A lot of shit. Taxes.
Yeah, he telling them a lot.
They gonna take half your shit. Like, he was take, yo.
And they take half your shit. Yeah, he was talking.
Like, what he say at the, how he did it at the end, like.
He did, like, some Slick Rick type.
Yeah, it's your flow little, shit. And then you gonna think you can fuck with a nigga like me. Like, at the end of shit, like.
That nigga was wildin', man. Nah, Cole had a good year, my nigga. I didn't even like Cole.
No.
This now I really fuck with his brother, man.
Travis Simmons is probably trolling. Beyonce on ape shit. Now, let me tell you something, son. I don't know what it is, but like
Lost Chat wrote that whole verse.
I know, but I like it. Beyonce, it was kinda cool with her doing that shit. It was dope. But Ho was dope on that whole album. That album is good too.
They said biggest 2018 hip hop moment of the year. What y'all think it was?
Oh God, Drake and Pusha. Like it's nothing. I think that was the biggest story this year for sure. To me, for me in hip hop, but it was a lot of stories. Wow,
Drake and Pusha T. That did take up a lot of this year, low key.
I think I feel like that was the one.
I felt like Cardi was talked about a lot this year too.
Cardi's breakout, the Cardi Nicki rivalry shit. But
the Cardi Nicki beef, yeah.
What are you doing with 6ix9ine? Because that cannot be swept under the rug. That can't be. Like
if he got the stiffy.
He did a I mean, cause now we can kinda figure out versus what's on Fetty Wap? Like on the Fetty Wap meter, where is he? Cause then what he had, like 8 hits and like multiple.
Oh yeah, we lost a lot of brothers this year.
We
we lost Mac. We lost Mac, man, Pittsburgh. 412.
Mm-hmm. That was tough.
We lost a lot of brothers this year, man. Nah, City Girls did not make the list, Dio. I'm grown as hell. I don't have time for them type of bitches, man.
Come
like,
on,
I'm too
man.
Grown.
We not doing that, man. We not doing that.
Then you take a nigga credit. Like, I just don't. They take a credit card scamming. <It's>
like, they instructing women to take the most expensive thing. Yeah. Like,
I don't got time for that. Like, I had one of my cousins go outside these bitches' heads, man. Shout out to Tiny Loke.
Right. And then sing it. Take the nigga Jordans. Like, no. Bit like
yeah, yeah, no. Why are you trying to steal from me?
Don't encourage her.
You the type of nigga that'll get mixed up with them, Tom.
What you mean? To get mixed up with the scammer chicks?
With these city girl type. Yeah, I can see you.
Listen, man. Nah.
I can see you at an event. A We Go Hard event. Take one of these bitches back to New Jersey. You're just taking all your. I can see it with you.
She got she got 250 gift cards in her backpack. Like, for no
I can see that happening.
I'm like, why do you got all these IDs? Who is Pam?
That's a fact.
Nah, but I mean, if you date in New York, I mean, the chances of you coming across a scammer is very like. I mean, goddamn.
Oh, that's like
yeah,
a thing out there.
Yeah, what like a thing out there? Come on, nigga.
Man, that's the home of the scammers.
Yeah, that's all that's out
hell
here.
Hell yeah. Like, people scam some. Like, people really like, yo, what do you do? I scam. Like, that's what I do. I'm a scammer. But nah, I can't. Nah, the city girl type, so I'm all set. What else happened this year? What was the Eminem shit? Eminem releasing the album was a big deal.
Eminem getting his ass whipped by Machine Gun Kelly.
Upon further review, was that...
Let's talk about MGK won that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Them t-shirts and them, like he was talking. And them corny hats, let's talk about it.
Get it, his
I'm
beard
sick
is
of you
weird.
Being rich and you still mad. Let's talk about it.
I fuck with him though. M's still a legend, but he took a L this year. Like, let's be real.
You had to deal with a lot of Kanye bullshit this year again.
Wait,
hold on. I'm not done with this. The chat, culture, the 231 in the YouTube and the, you know, 500, 600, whatever in the Discord. Shout out to y'all. Who won that? Did Machine Gun Kelly win that or Eminem? One for Machine Gun Kelly.
Know that.
You know these hating ass niggas gonna say.
Bro, I think MGK won just for going at it with the nigga, making the nigga come outside.
He did, man. Nigga, come out.
MGK definitely won, man. It's not even close.
M double dutched it, though. Bad. Like,
we did lose Fredo Santana. Shout out Taylor made. All my niggas grimy. Oh, yeah. Fredo Santana.
I thought Fredo died in 2017.
Nah, that was in January. Was it in January or December? I just remember God's
I
plan.
It was December.
God's plan came out the same day he died. Same night he died.
Now, yo, shout out to everybody that's out there. It's still 233 with us this late and shit like that. We got our list up there. Do me a favor. If you hear this all the way to the end, send us your top 10 list. Yes, in the comments, we want to know your top 10 album list. What do you think should be on there? What do you think shouldn't be under there? Give us your honorable mentions. I mean, underrated, all of that. We want to hear what y'all think. Yeah. Tell us who had the best list. Tell us who list was trash. Polo list was trash. But tell us, you know what I'm saying?
Polo list was trash. I'm looking at that shit.
That shit garbage. Jesus
Christ. That nigga had
Polo list really trash. That's crazy.
This shit don't know what it want to do. Like, what is
that's
this?
Crazy.
He really got Rich the Kid on, like. He really
got Cardi, Rich the Kid. He got Playboy Cardi, and Rich the Kid.
Jesus, Lord. I say that.
Benny,
like
I'm gonna bring it back to the street, nigga. Let me put Benny on here. Like,
yeah, like you can't get no cred, nigga. Like that number five is purely for clout.
Yeah, really. That's trying to get clout. Like, nigga, like, no.
You know, goddamn well, you supposed to have some other shit right there. My man don't even got victory lap. Shout out to Polo, man. He a real nigga, man. And we ain't forget about you either, Driz Drip at five. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking
that's
about?
Lifestyle, man.
What are you talking about?
Go with the lifestyle.
Now, you know, goddamn well, Beast Mode 2 is trash, yo.
Beast Mode 2 is hard.
Drizzy list kind of trash, low key.
You got Gunna and Beast Mode in that middle spot. Like that's just cool. That's not cool. You know
what? I was gonna put Gunna top three. Like,
that's not cool, bro.
I listen to Drip Season 3 every day, bro.
Niggas love that out, that project. Niggas love that out.
Man. Anyways, man. We up out of here, man. Black Compass Media. We up out of here. Y'all niggas be good.
In the field.